Let me refresh your memory.
Reverend Al is on the phone this morning. Where are you, Rev?
I'm en route to Washington, D.C. This morning, the U.S. Congress Oversight Committee is having a hearing on Flint, Michigan, and the man-made disaster / catastrophe that has poisoned the whole city. And National Action Network, our Michigan chair, Reverend Charles Williams, has called for a vigil outside. He and I and some of the victims of Flint will be in the hearing. But it is imperative, as we watch all that is going on in the presidential primaries, that we not lose focus that we are seeing an unprecedented catastrophe in where you saw a state government engage in conduct that led to absolutely health-threatening, life-risking situations in Flint. You must remember, Tom, there's no cure for lead poisoning, and it can go to people's children and grandchildren for generations to come. So we're demanding today not only that they restore totally the infrastructure there, but that they prosecute and lead toward whatever is necessary for those that were guilty for making this deal. The FBI has confirmed a criminal investigation. We want to press that. So we'll be at the Rayburn Building at 9 o'clock this morning in Washington.
Rev, is there any construction being done right now to replace the pipes?
To our knowledge, no. And that has been our point. Well, it is great that people are bringing water, and we've brought in some. Our youth have even traveled all the way from the Atlanta office and brought some. But not a shovel has gone in the ground. They don't need just charity, and they definitely need that because of the poison water, but they need parity in the infrastructure. They need new, first of all, new pipelines, but then all the way, how do you repair the pipelines in people's homes that may have been contaminated? And how do you repair the pipelines in the prisons with prisoners? They're not getting water donated. So this is a huge problem that's going to take a lot of money and time to build. And if we don't keep the pressure on, those that caused it are not inclined to resolve it, and they certainly are not going to pay for it.
Well, it starts with a shovel.
Wow. And it starts with a plan. It starts with a plan. And that's obviously that, you know, the plan is to get the shovels out there and get those.
You can get a plan
there
and still be digging.
Well, I think the mayor yesterday.
You've got to have something.
Yesterday, the mayor said they're going to replace all the pipelines, but the problem is who's going to pay for it?
Exactly.
That's the problem that
and
they
have. And the value of it.
The problem is who's going to pay for it, which is why we're in front of Congress. But the problem is, what about the pipelines in people's homes?
Yes, that's right.
That water, contaminated water, went through. Well, those pipelines contaminated.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not going to be an easy fix. Mm-hmm. And then what about if you own the home there and the pipelines in the home may have been contaminated? How do you sell the house? What does it do to the value of your house?
And that's what they're saying,
No cause of your own.
They said the value of the home is not even near what it's going to cost to replace the pipes there.
Yeah,
That's exactly
of many
right.
of the homes.
Mm. And we're talking about black people.
Yeah,
predominantly
black people.
I think what they're trying
predominantly
to keep
black and below poverty level in much of that city. Mm. So I mean, they were determined by some people to be expendable. We're making sure they understand that is not the case, and this governor and others must be held accountable for this.
My man. All right. Reverend Al Sharpton.
We'll be praying for you.
All right. Thank you.